I'm Tom Myers, stress coach, and welcome to already episode 8 of Health Matters here on Radio X. In Health Matters, I take a closer look at the S word that has become one of the biggest challenges to our health and well-being, stress. And this week, it's a bit of a wake-up call. Did you sleep well last night? Or are you one of the many people that suffer from insomnia? Did you know that 14.5 million boxes of sleeping pills are being sold here in Belgium? Seems there are a lot of people who have difficulties to sleep. Around 600,000 actually. Scary. And I thought Halloween was last week. Sleep is an essential part of life and a major contributor to our health and well-being. On average, 7 hours of sleep is needed. On the contrary, what you might think, sleep and taking regular breaks during the day is not a waste of time. It's a natural process and comes with being alive. Accept it. You are human, and that means you have a body, and that body functions according to a biorhythm and biological processes that, believe it or not, work very differently than the processes of the mind, where you might think it isn't worth a second thought. Biorhythm, what's yours? Are you respecting it, or are you burning the candle at both ends? Stress, or the overstimulation of the sympathetic nervous system, as described in Health Matters 4, can lead to insomnia. When the stress response is triggered chronically and the autonomic nervous system can't regulate itself back to ease, then adrenaline and cortisol are continuing to being released and you keep running on a biological level, so to speak. Time to think again about those values, about what is important. Are you allowing yourself enough relaxation, recuperation and regeneration time? So sorry, I know I'm hard on you. You're doing your best. However, you're feeling the effects of stress. This is your wake-up call. I'm here to bring to light why and what you can do about it. Just like when you want to run a marathon, you first have to decide, I'm going for it. I'm going for health. Then you need to plan, take the time, and train for it. Time will not come to you. You have to take it. Healthy behavior is just like that. You decide. Then you take the time and repeat the exercises over and over again so it becomes a habit. Exercises, or to really feel the calming effects of having a walk in the park or doing something that you really enjoy. Really feel it. I know the first few times are difficult, but once you get the hang of it, you really start enjoying it more and more. A couple of weeks into it, and you start to see that healthy behavior not only has an effect on your body, but also your mind. I'm Tom Myers, stress coach and contributor of thought to a more joyful and healthy way of living. Enjoying Health Matters? Then share the episodes with your family and friends by going to the radiox.eu website, where you'll find in the banner the section Health Matters. Or visit my website, tommyers.be.